You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, I have international speaker and trainer, Executive Director Vince Vignieri. Vince, how are you today?
I'm doing phenomenal, Brandon.
Ooh, here in Subaville Studios.
Absolutely.
It's cold outside, but warm in here.
Ah, it's a season. It's all right.
I had to turn my heater off because it was too loud.
What?
The background noise. Right. So today, we have a topic that I feel is very important for all of us, be it if you are a new member listening to this or if you have been a member for a very long time, and that is engaging members. And we
just,
were going to engage.
Just engagement.
Engagement, right. We were going to, we kind of went through different ones, engaging new members, and it's like one engaging member, but just engagement in general. And there's a lot of opportunities through BNI that you can stay engaged and you can engage with other members. So we want to kind of go through those different things we can do, elaborate on a couple of them, and then I've got a secret undertone for the whole thing. So Vince, why don't you kind of cover the list we talked about?
Well, you know, I think it's important when you look up the definition of engagement. Of course, the first thing that comes up is a formal agreement to get married. That's not what we're talking about.
We're not talking about marriage. I did want to point that out.
Right. But the second one is an arrangement to do something or the action of engaging. And that's really what we're talking about, the actions of being an engaged member. And there's a number of different ways. And so I'm just going to start with a list, and we're going to kind of touch on these, and we might touch on some of them together. Mm-hmm. The engagement starts with a new member and that passport that they receive in their member success kit. Beyond that, again, we always refer to it, you're listening to this podcast, you're doing a chapter education unit, that's engagement. That's investment in your business. And so when you look at engagement, what else is there? One-to-ones are an important piece of being an engaged member. One-to-ones are part of that passport that we talked about. Going to member success program or revisiting member success program as a veteran member, or better yet, going on BNI University and going through the member success program modules on there. You know, there's 16 modules. Going back and revisiting this module or that module because it's something that is coming up or that you need to remind yourself of or revisit.
Feature presentation.
Right, exactly. And then last but not least, and there's other engagement things. I mean, you can look at the Power of One report and just think about those topics, mm-hmm. those titles, those headings. Those are all ways to be engaged. And there's one person, speaking of Power of One, that controls all of those, and it's you.
It's you.
It is. No, not at you. It's
I know.
You.
I was like, should I have said bless you?
And then last but not least is inviting. So let's talk about passports first. And Brandon, you have some passion around the passport. You train it to the mentor coordinators during our chapter success workshops. You keep it in front of them through continuing education throughout the year. So let's talk about passports.
I have an obsession with this passport, honestly. And if you ever go through my—
Do you need to seek counseling on that obsession?
No, I think it's a good obsession.
Okay.
Right? It's like my tea obsession. I have to drink it, but it's all good for me.
That's right.
That works out. Benefit. So when I talk about this at the mentor coordinator level, I explain on how important the passport is because it touches on all the things that we just talked about. But the one big thing that I think is missed is if you're a new member, okay, we'll focus on the new member for a minute here. And you have one, and you do a one-to-one with the same person 10 times to learn about BNI. Or you do 10 one-to-ones with 10 different people.
Topic specific.
Topic specific. Where's there going to be more value?
The latter.
Right.
Definitely.
And not only are they getting more exposure to BNI from different perspectives and different people, but they're talking, this is the new member, is talking about their business to 10 different people right out of the chute.
And they're hearing from the experts on that specific topic. Yes. And no disrespect to any of the members, but you have somebody, when you look at the Power of One report, that is phenomenal, doing the most one-to-ones, conducting or listening or tracking the most CEUs. They have the best attendance. Those, it's not always necessarily one person. It's one or two people in each of those categories, and depending on how many new members you have or the time, can you meet with them or can I meet with them? And these are the things that we're going to cover. Again, topic specific, setting the tone for that member. So thinking about one-to-ones, it's not just the new member, it's the veteran member that's getting that visibility and credibility for that topic.
So I'm going to go off script. Not that we have a strong script.
Anyways, I was like, what script?
Do you remember your first one-to-one?
Oh, boy.
Right? You didn't expect this, did you? Do you remember your first one-to-one? And you're going to remember
20 years ago?
20 years ago, yeah. I couldn't
tell you who it was with.
Right.
I mean, I know some of the original members that are still members today, 20 years later.
That's
true. So, okay, what's your question?
So where I'm going with this is, no matter what we want to say, new members are going to do what they see versus what they hear.
Absolutely. Well, look at our kids. We talk about our kids before. Do as I say, not as I do.
Right. That's a tough one.
The same thing in BNI. They do what they see, a member. And that kind of builds upon itself. So the whole point in the Passport program is to engage people early on and not treat them as a 5-year member the day they walk in the door, a 15-year member, me, a 20-year member. You got to treat them as a new member because that's what they are.
And with the Passport, it sets it up where the first 10, 15, if you're me and you talk a lot, maybe 20 minutes, is education. It's BNI education. And then you can talk about getting to know them a little bit better and their business, depending on how much time you have. But when you set the expectation of a one-to-one being, I'm going to educate you a little bit, and then we're going to talk about my business a little bit, and then I'm going to focus on the referrals that we can help each other with, I think you could do a 30-minute one-to-one focusing on those 3 points, and it would be way more effective than an hour one-to-one just chatting and getting to know each other.
Absolutely. And, you know, a podcast that we've talked a little bit about one-to-ones talks about, you know, there's certain people in the chapter that you're going to do a different type of one-to-one with.
Yes.
Obviously, everybody you want to do kind of that basic relationship one-to-one with, but you've got to move on from that with certain people. And it's not everybody in the chapter, but how do you identify and engage them in maybe some co-op marketing, some you know, more referrals opportunities, a power team? I know that's an advanced topic. That's not what today's about. But all of that Passport is education, one-to-ones. You know, we talked about chapter education. I mean, you have the Member Success Program. You have BNI University. You're listening to this podcast, and I know it sounds cliche as you're listening to this, but when you get done, make sure that you're tracking that attendance at Member Success Program, that time in BNI University, the time listening to this podcast, so that you're getting your chapter education, which, again, it's an investment in your business. And that's engagement in your business. It's engagement in BNI. But more importantly, it's your business. And I say that all the time. It comes back to the B in BNI. And that is your business. I have a question for our members in general, because I know the answer for you. You educate it. You train it. When was the last time you attended Member Success Program? You know, we have veteran members who come back through Member Success Program when they sponsor a new member. But with BNI University now, you mentioned it earlier, I've got my feature presentation coming up. Let's go watch that module. You don't have to watch them all.
Right.
At some point, you're probably going to, but let's go back and revisit that module on the feature presentation.
Well, and even if you have gone through Member Success Program 4 years ago, 3 years ago even, BNI University, it talks about, I want to say it's off the top of my head, I can't remember, I think it's a 5-week progression up to it, and it involves inviting and let me rephrase that. It involves educating your members on who to invite to see your presentation, but that's 3 weeks before. I talk about this all the time. If you get me on the topic, don't tell me to invite for the speaker next week, because I probably can't get the person there in a week, but I can get them there in 3 weeks because their schedule will be open then. But it's on the member. And that's what BNI University teaches you, is teach your members or have your members help you with these things and ask for it. Be prepared for it. Know what your subject is 5 weeks in advance so you can throw it out there to the members.
When we're talking about education and engagement specifically, you know, we talked about the power of one report, mm-hmm. and it's on you. It's things that you can control. Being in attendance, that's obviously the first one. Passing right. referrals, passing them, givers gain, that's a big piece. Mm-hmm. Doing a CEU, one-to-ones, and then last but not least is inviting. And I say last but not least, you know, we get into this debate sometimes, and it is somewhat of a debate. What's a visitor? What's a guest? At the end of the day, anybody who's not a member of your chapter is a visitor to your chapter. Mm-hmm. And visitors on average spend $1,500. It might be with you. So educating who you want there 3 weeks in advance and having one or two extra people, 5 or 10 extra people to hear you, they might do business with somebody else in the chapter. So I think that's an engagement piece that we forget about. And kind of to summarize, if we kind of go back to the new member specifically, if we get them engaged early, using the passport, doing one-to-ones, going to member success program, oh my gosh, if they invite somebody and they become a member, think about like their tie to your chapter now and helping your chapter in the future and maybe being one of those topic experts in the future. It's a huge piece of engagement. And I just want it to be top of mind for you to yourself stay engaged, but also keep that new person, everybody engaged.
Let me put a little whipped cream on top of your—
Do I get to put the cherry in, there?
Well, crap, I guess this might be the cherry. Is the whipped cream already on it?
Yeah.
This analogy is
weird. I think I just
weird.
Put the whipped cream on.
Okay. Let's say you've been a member for a while. Okay, engagement with inviting. If you grow your contact sphere by inviting somebody and you've been a member in the chapter for 3 or 4 years, let's say, your credibility has gone up with the 6, 7 other people in your contact sphere by bringing this person in. It's resetting your mind on who to invite. Because I think after a while, you can feel like you've invited everybody, right? Gosh, everybody I know, I've invited them. I've been told no. And well, then get out of that. Talk to your other contact sphere members and say, who do we need to have here and how can we do this together? I know there's a few chapters that have had great success in focusing on contact spheres, using that as their inviting tool, and they started growing and growing, and to this day, they're still growing because right. they're inviting with a purpose, and I think that's a great way to re-engage maybe a more senior member, because now you're asking them to invite, but you're giving them the who to invite.
So I have a quick question for you as
Better
we close
quick.
Out today.
Better be quick.
Do you know anybody, and I know we don't like that word, that has changed businesses in the last year?
Yes.
So our members probably also know people that have changed businesses in the last year. Some of those people might have been visitors a year ago in their former business. Invite them back.
And I would love to say that people never forget their BNI experience, but they can.
Yeah, because it's a different business,
yes,
and they don't think about, yep. I went there with this mindset.
Right.
Now I have a new business, my own business. I'm at a new company. It's a different mindset. You've got to bring it back to the forefront.
Plus,
that's engagement.
And also, don't chapters add new members?
Well, yeah, they do.
So if a visitor comes back, maybe that prime profession they were looking for wasn't there, and they didn't know they needed it. Maybe we didn't know they needed it. But when they come back and they see that new member, and now it's the contact sphere again, or it's somebody that they need their services or can give referrals to, they might have a total different outlook on if to join or not.
Furthermore, they might have a different need today than they did then and spend another $1,500 with different people.
Yep.
Awesome. Engagement. I love it.
The cherry right on top. And for our listeners, this is just a reminder, these podcasts are for you. If there's ever a topic you would like us to cover, please email us at podcasts@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Vince, I know this was a topic that you were very excited for, and I love the content that came out of it. And just remember, everybody, we're not asking you all to get married. We're just asking you to engage in your chapter. Is that good?
I love it.
All right. And for everybody else, I look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.